Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida, crowd podcast.
See, why are you so aggressive, bruv?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
On this week's episode, I wouldn't say no, I'm open-minded, I'm open to all, but I'm like 5'8", I get taken fun of because of my height already. So it's like, imagine I'm with someone that's 7 foot and 0.7 inches. We're back, another episode of our wonderful, beautiful podcast, The World According to Tubbsy and Ida. We telling them, Tubbs?
I'm good, feeling great.
Another week. We got more stories, we got more things. What's been going on this week, though, in the past week in your life, Tubbs?
Our final house member's back.
Our final house member is back.
The feng shui is slowly getting back into place. It's been pretty good. I've been feeling good.
Man, like Zoo's back from Africa. The house is complete again. He had a wonderful time in Sierra Leone. Yeah. I feel like he's come back fully African now. He's definitely more African.
He's definitely more African. I stopped doing push-ups, bro. I got a little confession, man. I need to start getting back on it, bro.
Tell them, because a lot of people have held you to that when you mentioned the 20 press-ups a day. I see people come up to you and say, are you still doing press-ups? Let them know what's going on.
I got a shoulder injury, yeah. And then I tried doing the push-ups and I thought, nah, it's not strong enough. It's not good enough. I'm realizing it's a mental battle. Okay. I got defeated mentally.
Psychological.
Yeah. So now I'm recomposing myself and I'm going again.
What was it though? What? Injury, tiredness, fatigue?
No, it was injury. Injury. Right in the shoulder.
Oof. What?
Rotator cuff. Yeah, all of that. What about you? How you been feeling, man? What's your situation saying? True years.
I'm there. We're back to work.
Hey, we've been playing football, bro. Football in the rain. That was crazy. Hey,
football in the rain. We were soaked. Everything down to my boxes were soaked. My toes. Wow. Mm. That's some of the best football you ever play in your life.
If you know, you know.
Let's get into some stories. I've got a little headline here, Tachi.
Yeah, tell me.
Which I thought was very weird, yeah, because when I heard it, I thought there's so many questions. So the headline is, an hospital was evacuated after a man showed up with a World War One shell stuck in his rectum.
That sounds like your kind of vibe.
Now, for people who don't know what rectum is, that's your ass. Now, this brother stuck a World War One shell up his ass. I'm assuming he stuck it up there. How does it get up there?
I don't know. Well, I'm just thinking, yeah? He might have got ambushed by the opposition.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what we're going to do with you, mate?
We're going to shove a missile up your ass. And what? Keep it there from World War One till now?
No, what do you want? I don't know. Like, is this recent?
This is the other day, bro. A man walked into a hospital. They had to evacuate it because they found out it was a World War One shell that stuck in his ass.
He's on some kinky stuff with some like kinky older people, he's probably on some kinky stuff with some World War One veterans, bro. Think about it. You're old. You're about to die soon.
Okay. Yeah. Final, like,
you got bucket like, list. Bread, and you're like, I remember this bomb. You know what would be great if we could just shove up? You know what I mean? Yeah.
But that's what would you do if you're in the hospital and you're getting told, yeah, you got a cut because someone's got the.
I'll be like, how big is the hospital? How powerful is that bomb?
So I don't know if you saw the bomb. This is the bomb.
Oh, my days. I see the. Oh, my days. That is. No, he definitely thought that was something else. He definitely thought that was something else.
He said, do you think he knew what he was doing?
Nah, he just thought, you know what? He just saw the shape of it and thought, you know what? I'm going to put that
in. I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a go. I don't know, man. Like, imagine being the bomb. All right, you're the bomb disposal team.
Yeah.
Turned up to the hospital.
Yeah.
Bomb disposal. They tell you there's a bomb. You're like, where? In my man's ass. What are you doing?
I don't know, man. It's a tough one. I'll be real. Bro, I don't even want to think about it. Cause I think about that. Like,
that's wild, isn't
it? It is wild. But it's, you know, like, I'll have to do my job, innit? I'd have to just like.
But it's like, are you up? Is it part of the bomb disposal team to get it out, or do they just have to be around for once the doctors get it out and then they deal with it?
I don't know. It's a difficult one to say, man. I just think he's into some wild stuff. I don't know why he's into it, but it's just like one of them ones where if I was in a bomb disposal team, I wouldn't think about it. I just show me the bomb and I'm dealing with it.
I can't lie. If they didn't question him to the, like, what was you thinking? A bomb, a World War One bomb. What, just up your ass? Certain people are mad at you, man. But flipping,
hey, imagine he sells it though. I think about it, I'm sure there's like some history nerds that want to be that love World War One. World War One, sure. Like, yo, you know what?
Take it to auction.
I'll have that.
Some other crazy stories we've heard about people losing things inside them. Children under the age of 5 were responsible for 75% of all reported cases of foreign body ingestion between 1995 and 2015.
That makes sense, you know. I used to eat some wild. I used to eat everything. Like,
bro, I remember my neighbour, one ute must have ate a sharpener. Like, swallowed the sharpener. Aye, and then the blade started cutting them up.
Aye, one time my sister ate a piece of Lego.
Lego?
Yeah.
That must have hurt.
My
still.
Dad must have put his hand right into her mouth and that, and like, grabbed with his two fingers, like, pulled it out.
That's
like,
wild, did it?
Trust.
In 1993, a woman accidentally swallowed a felt-tip pen. She only found it in 2018, age 76 years old.
Hey, that's... At least you got there, bro. I'll be real with you. So what's ate that? A whole felt-tip.
25 years. You've had a felt-tip pen, in you? In 1941, novelist Sherwood Anderson swallowed a toothpick on board a cruise ship, which subsequently burst his internal organs.
I'm sorry, my bro. That is wild.
That's wild, isn't
novelist
it?
Sherwood Anderson. You know them people that keep toothpicks in their mouth?
Oh, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's in memory of Sherwood Anderson?
I doubt it.
In the US, recent studies found that coins were the most common thing swallowed that shouldn't have been swallowed.
Do you know why? Because they're probably getting pulled over by police and they're drunk and there's that rumor that goes wrong.
Yeah, if you
put the copper coins in your mouth, you'll pass the breath test.
Apparently, coins work still. Like, if they're about to breathalyze you, just chew on some coins, copper coins.
It's a rumor, innit?
I don't drink, so I wouldn't be able to experiment. But if you want to experiment, let us know.
Come on.
Let's get into some world records. You know I love my nature, my wildlife, stuff. Yeah, I'm a nature man, yeah. A bar-tailed godwit flew 13,560 kilometers from Alaska to the Australian state of Tasmania without stopping, breaking the record for the longest non-stop migration by a bird.
Big up the bird. First of all, you bar-tailed godwit, yeah? Big up you. Every single time.
Do you know how wild that is to not stop for 13,500 kilometers? Not even for water.
Yeah.
Not for nothing.
But they fly in their sleep.
That's wild.
They just keep going. They're just like on they got autonomous flying system.
Surely somewhere like in that flight, there's an eagle watching this bird.
Yeah, of course. But you know, eagles, they're not like... They're cunning creatures and they'll catch man mid-flight, but also they won't.
Ospreys do.
Owls.
Ospreys.
Ospreys on crud. I can't lie.
Crud.
But that's not what I'd be thinking. I'm thinking, yo, how are you going to make it that far without really stopping to eat? How are you going to make it that far without stopping to drink? You know what I mean?
And how do they know? Do you think they put a tracker on it? Does that tracker tell if the bird stops or if like...
Oh, I think they definitely know through the tracker. So they do put trackers on them, but I think you know the birds, they got a magnetic compass in their beak so that they always know where they're going. They don't get lost.
The direction.
Hey, he must have just slapped the compass on and he just went going. I respect it. You know them ones there, they go there to either clot or eat.
Eat, yeah. Food or women.
So I respect it, man.
That's the story of life,
eh? Cycle must continue.
If you could break one world record, Tubbs, what would it be?
Most amount of front flips. I always thought it was cool, like, to be an acrobat.
But you think you could break that?
No, obviously I'd have said any record. Like, realistically, now we're talking realistically.
Yeah, realistically. If you could break one world record, what would it be?
If we're talking realistically, I reckon two things. It'll be either eating some sort of food within a certain time frame or... Oh yeah, it's a difficult one, man. It's just one of them ones where it's like...
I swear, didn't we try how many Pringles you could fit in your mouth at once without breaking
them? I can't remember that, though. Did he?
You done quite a few.
What's the one world record? I don't know what I break, man.
I think I saw a world record, yeah, that I'm about to read out next, so I'll get onto that. But if I could break one world record, yeah, I reckon it'll be how much... Smashing something with my head. I reckon I could beat any world record that has something to do with my head smashing things.
Most watermelons smashed with via headbutt.
Via headbutt. I might actually shout Guinness World Records. We could do it on a kiss or something.
Let's practice a few watermelons first and see.
Watermelons, they're a bit hard though, no?
You can't make it too easy, bro. You got to like...
Do they even break with headbutts?
Bro, I've seen a man break it with an elastic band.
Yeah, that's putting like 50,000 bands around there, bro. Let's look at some more world records. Finn Kelleher, age 11 of Utah, covered his face with 43 live snails. Most snails on the face.
Hey, man could beat that. Because we were at Morocco, them snails that they had
were small, innit?
Yeah, they were small. We could at least fit like 50 on my
face. It depends how fat Finn Keller's head is.
He must have a fat head, but he's must age have 11. A but fat he's age 11, though.
He's 11 as well, innit? For
so
real.
So I might style it out. I reckon I could beat that.
Hey, listen, we're challenging you, Finn Keller. Don't worry, soon come.
What?
So this is what I was going to get on to. A Sherta Furman crushed 80 eggs with head in 1 minute. Most eggs crushed with head. Now, personally, I think I could smash that.
Nah, you'll beat that 100.
Do you see what I did there? Smash it. Yeah. I reckon I'll smash that record. What, only 80? Think about it. I can get at least 3 eggs with my forehead. Three, bam, 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 bam. Yeah, I think I'll smoke 80 still. Hoi Yang rotated 180 times in 1 minute. Most rotations hanging from a power drill. How do you not get sick?
Hanging from a power drill.
How do you not get like...
Hey, that sounds fun though. I can't lie. What? Hoi Yang, he definitely was trying to...
Hoi Yang, we need to search that, see if there's a video of that, because that must look jokes. I can't lie. I know there's some records in it. Hey, we can, you know, guaranteed up, smash.
And there was Guinness Book of World Records and you know, you was the man if you had that book.
100%.
And you'd always go for the most latest one. You can't get that, you get the year behind.
We used to go to the library used to specifically look for that book. One of them was silver. I think that was a 2003 one. It was silver. Then there was like a green one, like a shiny green one.
You need to buy one for old time's sake and open it up.
The tallest living woman. How tall is she? 7 foot and 0.7 inches.
Would you ever be with a woman that tall?
I don't think I could.
Would you ever give it a real go? Would you ever give it a go though?
I wouldn't say no. I'm open-minded. I'm open to all. But I'm like 5'8". I get taken fun of because of my height already. So it's like, imagine I'm with someone that's 7 foot and 0.7 inches. Might as well be double my height.
So how are you going to lick her?
I'm not. That's what I said.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't be able to be with her.
Stand on a couple books or a couple steps or
that's
something.
Mad. Like, she'll have chronic back pains every time she bends over to kiss me. Like, it's like, I don't want to put you through that. Just go find someone your own height.
What do you mean, bro? What if true love is true love, bro? She's like...
If true love's true love, then I guess I'm meant to be with a 7 foot .07 inches, right?
0.7 inches.
She's Turkish as well.
Hey, what? Turkia?
Turkia. Oldest woman in space, Wally Funk. Big up Wally Funk. Most goals in men's international football, Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously.
Bro, you didn't even say how old she was in space.
By the age of 16, Wally had enrolled in Stevens College. Okay, that's when did she go to space?
Right, let me know how old you are, you went space.
This is just giving me her lifestyle program.
I don't want to hear none of that.
First functional Lego prosthetic arm. That is mad, isn't it?
Big up all the prosthetics team, you know. But it's not easy to make prosthetic arms and legs. But nowadays, I think it's not that hard.
They made one with Lego, mate.
Bro, they got 3D printers. They're just building it up. That makes sense, you know. I respect it.
And it works. The one with Lego works. But apparently, a team cook up £11,000 New Year's cake. A team of 200 bakers combined their efforts in Greece to create a massive Vassilopita, a traditional New Year's cake weighing in at more than £1,000.
How do you get together and even make something like that? I don't even get it. Like, how big's your oven? Surely you must be just dashing loads of... You're making a mad fire.
It was baked on New Year's Eve in collaboration with dozens of Athens area bakeries and the Bakers Guild of Athens, suburbs and surroundings. The finished product was assembled on the street in... Like 200 bakers all baked, then they all come onto the road and put it together. The cake weighed more than £11,000 and was made from 8,800 pounds of flour, 4,400 pounds of butter, 2,200 pounds of sugar, 110 pounds of cognac, 2,000 eggs, 1,500 oranges, and 4 boxes of vanilla. Why all these thousands and only 4 boxes of vanilla?
Because you know when you slap the vanilla and you only put a dash of vanilla?
Overpowering stuff, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Organizers said the massive cake is being submitted to the Guinness World Records for official recognition as the world's largest vassilopita. The cake was split into 50,000 pieces and served to the attendees.
Hey, that's some wild stuff. I can't lie.
Would you have it?
I don't know if I would eat that cake. I would give it a go just for like, you know.
You wouldn't have a piece of it?
Community cake. Like, yo, everyone's eating cake. Let's have some.
Do you know who has the longest career as a TV presenter in the Guinness Book of World Records? Yes, you definitely know who
David Attenborough.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I am the guy. You know what?
The oldest guy.
No one can chat to me about nothing. You know what? Give me one question. I answer that right straight away. No long. My brother David Attenborough every single time.
Let's see if you get this. Longest running animated sitcom.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's it. Two. Bro, give me one more. So go three.
Tallest building in the world.
Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
Bro, try make it a little bit hard, bro.
Who's won the World Cup the most times in the history of football?
Footballer or country?
Footballer.
Someone won it 3 times. I don't know, man.
Think about it. You just watched the World Cup.
Is it Mbappe?
No. You just watched the World Cup and they mentioned it like 5,000 times.
It's the older French man, isn't it?
If I say the country, you're going to know.
How, bro? I'm not even a football man like you.
Brazil. Should I give you another clue?
Go on.
They just died.
Pele.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he won 3 in a row, innit? We got Pele, you know. Hey, his legs are gone.
Apparently, his family have donated his feet, so they're going to chop his feet off and give it to the FIFA museum.
Hey, I'm seeing some wild memes, you know.
I personally would not, like, what do you mean, bro? Keep my body together, bro. What do you mean you're cutting my feet off?
You was the greatest footballer that's ever graced the earth.
Arguably. Because a lot of people argue it's not.
Who's the greatest footballer?
No, I genuinely think it's Pele. And then Ronaldo, Cristiano.
Is it Ronaldo or Messi?
I go Pele, Ronaldo, Maradona, Messi.
So Ronaldo is better than Maradona and Messi?
Yeah, in my opinion.
But hear what I'm saying. Just throw it out there. I used to be a Messi hater too, Hyder.
I don't hate him.
No, just let me land. I used to be a Messi hater too, bro.
You've said this before, I know.
After the World Cup, I can't be a Messi hater no more. I don't know. Is there anything that I can show you, maybe I can say to make you stop hating on him? Because, bro.
Like I just said, I don't hate on Messi. I just feel like just because he's won the World Cup, that don't mean everything Ronaldo's done goes out the window.
Oh, not at all.
All of a sudden, Ronaldo's shit and Messi's better than him just because he's won one trophy more than him. No. That means nothing to me.
But can we put some respect on Messi's name?
He's always had respect.
So what? How comes he's below Ronaldo?
Because that's my personal opinion.
No, I know.
It's like people say Maradona's better than Pele. That's their personal opinion. People that were raised in the generation of Maradona say he's way better than Pele. People were raised in Pele's generation say Pele was way better. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it's just split. Whoever you prefer. No one will ever be able to say who's actually the greatest. Who's actually number one. What are we basing it off? Are we basing it off football skill? Are we basing it off stats? Are we basing it off trophies? One will ever know.
Five aside, your captain, you got first pick. Who are you picking?
Out of any footballers in the world?
Nah, Messi or Ronaldo.
Five aside, Messi, obviously.
So five aside, Messi's better.
You asked me who I'll take, not who's better.
I'm just trying to get into your brain. I'm not here to
agree. Yeah, and I'm answering you. You said who'd I take, five aside, I'll take Messi. That don't mean he's better than Ronaldo. That just means five aside, I prefer Messi because he's more of a technical dribbler. He could hold the ball in tight spaces. Just down to preference. All right, Tubbs, speaking of world records of football and all of this stuff here, did you know a Chinese PE teacher broke the world record for keepy-uppies, kick-ups, with a staggering 25,000 in 4 hours.
25,000. That come like the bird that went to Australia, bro.
Now, do you know who I honor more in this?
The guy that counted.
It's like, brother, how do you, for 4 hours, you think I'm sitting there going 1, 2, 3, 4 to 25,000?
They must got like a little system, algorithm, a laser.
His name is Zhang Zili.
Zhang Zili, big up you every single time. Kick-ups, you know.
He teaches in Beijing. He's a PE teacher.
You know that game that we play, keep you up, we stand in a circle, don't let it to hit the floor.
Yeah.
He's probably the
keep
best.
Keep it up.
He's probably the best. We could just give it to him. He'll just keep it up.
Wait. It gets even madder. Zilly got to work keeping the ball in the air with his thigh for 4 hours and 19 seconds.
4 hours. Let's do some maths, though, because think about how many kick-ups he's doing in 4 hours. 25,000. What, 4.5 hours?
Well, 4 hours and 19 seconds.
4 hours, 19. So 25 divided by 4, it's about 6. 6, so about 6.
Let's say 6,000.
6,000 an hour. Okay, cool. How many divided by 12? No, divided by 60. He's doing 100 a minute.
Something like that.
He's doing like 100 a minute.
He's doing like 1.2 kickups a second, bro.
That's wild, isn't it?
For 4 hours.
For 4 hours with his fight.
Hey, my brother's clarting for time.
Aye, whoever's husband he is,
he's
is up with his fights. That's what's baffling me. No feet involved.
That's like old school football.
No, I know about that still, but that is some madness still. I'll be bored. After I get to like 10,000, I'll be like, do I have to keep going? Like,
aye, serious staminas.
25,000. That's
don't
wild.
Play still. About, you know. Big up you. You big know what's up. His name again? Say his name.
Zhang Zhili.
Who's that at the door?
It's been a good episode. Thank you for listening in. We thought we'd give you a quick one. Little, you get me? Just hear us chatting
little
shit.
One.
If you want to reach us on the socials, at Hyde's Official, at I Am Tubbsy on Instagram. Reach us on Tubbsy and Hyde on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout us, man. Give us an email. Give us a message. Let us know anything you want to talk about. Anything that's going on in you lot's life. And if you lot want to check out another podcast, check out Beef's Golf Club. European Tour winner Andrew Beef Johnson sits down with co-host John Robbins to talk all things golf. Just search for Beef's Golf Club in your podcast app now.
Aye, that man are chatting off about hitting, licking down bulls.
Birdie, I got a birdie. I got a hole in one, man.
Yeah.
You know them way there. But yeah, for now, from us, God bless. We love you. We got to go to radio, otherwise we're going to be late and I'm going to lose my job.
Thank you. Yalla bye.
Yalla bye. You can listen to The World According to Tubbsy and Hyder ad-free on Amazon Music.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.